Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and good morning. Welcome to Join Peace, where your host is Pastor Sadie Elliott. So glad you stopped by the show today. I want to welcome each one of you all that have come on the broadcast already. And I thank you for being a faithful member and a listener of Joy and Peace. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And before we start our show today, let's have a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this morning, this wonderful, beautiful, rainy morning, to say thank you because you made and created everything. You created each and every one of us that's on this line today. We give you praise this morning. We give you glory. Move Sadie out the way, dear Heavenly Father, and let the Holy Ghost come in, dear Heavenly Father, and minister to the people that have called in, that will listen later in the archives, dear Heavenly Father. We come to give you praise and to give you glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today I have another exciting topic that we're going to teach on today. And it's the title of it is Freedom Comes with Responsibility. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, we say, but Jesus, yes, Jesus, but Christ, yes. Bring true freedom. Christ came to free us from sin. Though his atoning sacrifices, the wages of sin is death. Christ paid the debt penalty for us, freeing us from death row. Through his sacrifice, we have been set free. But we have been set free. God's calling freed us. Just remember, God's calling freed you from wrongdoing. The Bible can help us distribute between what it means for us to be free and he set freeling upon our calling. The Bible says, help us distinguish between what it means for to be free from something and to be free to do or be something. The Bible says that true freedom begins in the heart. And if you never thought of it like that, you're not really free until you're free with God. You have to know that you're free in the sight of God. No matter what else come about, you are free. And our tag words today, it's freedom, sin, and the heart. That means you got to be free in all these areas of your life to be able to move on to what God wants you to do, where God wants you to be. And when you think of it, you know, freedom. Had you ever thought of it like that? You may not have, but I'm bringing it to you today. Freedom comes with responsibilities. And as we go through the broadcast today, just think of some of the things that I would say that would help you. And some of the scriptures we will be going through today will be coming from 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter and the 16th verse. And the word of God said, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servant of God. We also will go over to Acts and you take some scriptures from that. It would be the 16th chapter, the 16th through the 34th verse. And I know we all read that story. But before we get over to that part, we're going to concentrate on some things about freedom today. And we're just going to give God the praise today for just doing what he say do, not what we want to do. Because, you know, when we free, we say, well, we free indeed. We free for this and we free for that. But really true, are you really free? Are you really doing what God say do? You have to remember and try and think of that. I want to do what God say do, not what I want to do. because he's telling me, he's giving me a responsibility of something to do, and I'm not doing it. So it's time for us to really think. Own freedom comes with responsibility. You know, anything you do now in life, it's a responsibility. You can't just do anything haphazard. So today, we're talking about God give each and every one of us our own freedom. Freedom of choices, which means freedom to choose to act in this way or that way, or to do good and evil. That's freedom, a choice. Fundamental freedom by consistent choosing to do good. We gradually, that's what I'm saying, gradually become free-loving persons. Talking about freedom connects us also our own responsibility. To achieve total freedom is to discard all attachment and responsibilities. You know, but freedom is responsible when you're free. You automatically responsible for your own future. You must recognize the consequence of your own action. It's not somebody else, it's your action that you have to be responsible for. You must take responsibility for whatever situation you're in today. Who put you in that situation today? Did God do it? Did you do it? Think about that. Why you shouldn't, your own act, why you must take responsibility today. You can't go around blaming others for what you don't like about your life. Others didn't do it to you. Why you must make your own decision so you can be responsible for your own future. Think about that. You know, freedom, to me, is a cornerstone of our society. Some people take freedom lightly. Some people value freedom greatly. True freedom is freedom from past and present, good and bad, thoughts and action. You have to go through some things sometime. You have to come out of bondage to really know that you are free. You know, our freedom is limited by the corresponding freedom of others. Freedom brings out not only rights, but also certain responsibility or duties. And I'm going to give you a real good one because I do prison ministry. And when you think about a man or woman released from prison, when they gain freedom, but at the same time face responsibility of supporting themselves. They've been incarcerated for many, many years or many, many months. They have to get back in the workforce. Their mind has got to be in tune with the law. They got to set up a new address. Some got to get new IDs, new driver's license, new places to live, new jobs, reconnect to families if there is any left. When you think about freedom, some people that's incarcerated are really afraid to come out and reconnect because they've been incarcerated looking at a certain area of their life so long that they do end up doing things to go back in because they don't actually feel free. Everybody turned their back on them. No one want to help them because they burn their bridges. But that was just one main example I wanted you to know about. For someone that may have someone that's incarcerated or just come home from being incarcerated, think about how freedom really means to them. Ask them. That way you would know. Freedom comes with responsibility. And, you know, as I was thinking and reading, you know, there's a time when you can break free from bondage, whether obelisk apparently or subtly. Expand your thoughts and ideas of what is possible for you. You are capable of more than you have believed. Push back previous accepted boundaries and limitations, and embrace hope for your future. You know, in the Word of God, Philippians 4 and 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That means you have to go to God. You got to know through him you can do all things. Your freedom should be the most important thing to you right now. For those that's bound up, those that's been incarcerated, those that have this one saying this and on one side of the ear, that one saying something on the other side of the ear. But when it comes down to it, freedom comes with responsibility. I was just giving an example. Thank you, guests, for coming on today. Welcome to Joy and Peace. And our topic today is freedom come with responsibility. And we'll be coming from 1 Peter, the second chapter, verse 16. And I read it earlier, but you can turn to it at your leisure. Also, we'll be coming with some little notations from Acts, the 16th chapter, 16 through the 34th verse. But we're giving God praise for each and everybody that came to the line today. You know, the word freedom is a much abused word. It is used to muster rebellious people together and heinous crimes are committed in the name of freedom. You pick up the newspaper every day. You see or listen on your TV, your cell phone, or your computer. You see all the things that's going on in the world today. Countries that people are not free to read the word of God. They're not free to work women. Or they're not free to be equal in every area. When you go to it, you're going to find that what I'm saying is so true. So far, we are free to pick up our Bibles. We are free to pray. We're free to give God the glory, give God the praise. You know, when you think about it, how good God is to you, and think about the freedom God has entrusted in you, you can't help but give him the praise and give him the glory. You know, those who follow false leaders promising freedom usually find themselves trapped in a new form of slavery. You read every day. You read through the word of God. You don't just have to take my word. You see it through the word of God. How many people were captured? How many people was enslaved? What all they had to go through for freedom. You see how our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what all he did for everybody to free us from sin. You know, he had that to go through, his freedom. You see how his freedom, literally, as you read, was taken away? You know, true freedom can only be experienced if the human spirit is liberated from hate, cruelty, and envy. Because true freedom possesses a spiritual quality that is known and experienced by everyone who loves and serves God. I'm going to step back just a few little verses. Hate. How many people hate you for nothing, for no cause? You haven't done them nothing. They don't even know your name, but they can't stand you. They put you in, try to put you in a lockhead. You know, but we know the wages of sin is death. It's people that are envy of you, and you keep trying to figure out, well, why are they so envy of me? I'm just doing what God say do. I have freedom over here. Sometimes he has to move you from one city to another city or from one address in a neighborhood to another address in a neighborhood because you may have become so bound up in that neighborhood you was in that you can't even see what God is showing you. So sometimes he's got to step in, move you around, place your feet on solid ground. You know, the vast majority of people lives in slavery. It's slavery from one thing. You got to do this, you do that, you do that. They're keeping their foot on your neck, as the old ones used to say, have their feet on your neck. However, they may be unaware of the binding that constrain them because they have grown so accustomed to them that they have simply become habit. That person don't know how to be free. He used to people just talking to him or her any kind of way, doing them any kind of way. So they feel that's freedom. They figure that that's the way they should be living, they should be doing. No. Mm-mm. You know, their preconceived ideas and false thoughts pattern are reflected in their negative attitude, their temper, their hate, and their bitterness. Excuse me, all reveal the slavery that constrained them. You've met some people that's like that. I know you have. You met some people in your church like that. But give them some scriptures. Tell them about really being true and being free. Excuse me. Free. With freedom. You know, the enemy don't want me to get this out, but I'm going to not give him any credit. I am going to still continue on talking. Before I come to the air, I was not coughing, was not strangling. But I know, and you know, when it's something you have to give out to God's people, he believes in magnifying himself some kind of way. But I rebuke him. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is on this air. Excuse me. That temperament, that hate, and that bitterness all reveal the slavery that they're constrained to. You, the message of the Christian gospel brings freedom from everyone who is held captive by the destruction influence that control their inner being. The living Christ forgive our sins and free us from the shackles of the evil one. This is a gift part of God's perfect love, if it is accepted in faith. As you experience the blessings of God's deliverance, you will be transformed into a new, a free being who live in harmony, peace, and love with God and your fellow human being. You know, perfect Jesus, which he's a perfect Jesus, through your spirit, you are free and of all sin and unacceptable habits. Because I know you. I have become truly free. Because you know Christ Jesus, you have become free. Don't let anybody chain you up, bound you up. You can read the word of God for yourself. And if you can't read and you can hear, go on. Different areas of your TV or your computer, and you'll get the word read out to you. Bible, Gateway. It's one good. You can hear the word. If you can't really speak and you got good hearing, you can hear what that word is saying. You can hear the emphasis that's put on certain things in the Bible. And you will become free in your spirit, free in your mind. You will be free. You know, freedom, no words have ever been spoken that has contained greater hope, demanding greater sacrifice, needing more care, bestowing more blessing on the recipient, or come closer to the will of God. We're talking about today, freedom comes with responsibility. Even, excuse me, if you're going into a ministry, since I'm in ministry, in a cooperation, every day, it's not the same day. Some days I come in with more responsibility than the day before. And I have to have freedom into doing what God have told me to do. I have to be listening. I can't have everything chaplain in the front and the back from side. I have to get in a quiet place and really hear what the Lord is saying. Because when you in a group with a whole lot of people talking this, talking that, saying this and saying that, you can't really hear from the Lord. The Lord is
exing you, getting you to move to another area where you can hear him. And as we go over to Acts, the 16th chapter, let me turn over to that, where it can be made plain. Turn to it in your Bible if you have not tore your pages out. I know you say, she always say that, but I have known some people to tear their pages out of their Bible and do other things with them, and that's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to read them. And we can start at the 16th verse, and it's saying, it came to pass that we went to pray, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her master much gain by smooth saying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are servants of the Lord High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Here you know, this story telling you about Paul and Barnabas in the jail. They had been beaten. Everything they tried to do to Paul and Silas, they knew within their heart, they saw the bars there, but in their heart, they didn't let that get them. They knew on the inside, that's, excuse me, why I said the heart. The heart got to know and line up with the head, the mind, that we might be behind bars, but we are free. I asked a lot of the guys that's in prison. I know y'all in prison when we ministering, but they tell me, but I'm free, Miss Sadie. I'm free. I may be behind these iron bars, but in my soul and in my mind, I already know God has forgiven me. I can step out here in freedom. I have already made plans in the Lord's will when I get out, what I want to do, what I want to become. I don't want to be that old man or that old woman I used to be. I want to have freedom. And you know, when you read that in Acts, it tell you about Paul. It tell you about Barnabas, you know, and Paul, Barnabas, and Silas, beaten. You know, they're in the Roman jail. And in verse 25, it says, about midnight, Paul and Silas was praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners was listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake as violent that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open. Everyone's chains was unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, what did you think he thought? He drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he knew they kill him if everybody had escaped it. But here these men knew, even with the doors open, that they were still free. They didn't have to go outside of the bars to know that they was free, because they knew Paul, Silas, and Barnabas know who they were serving. They know that their God will come through. Do you know your God will come through for you today? No matter what you're going through, what situation you face right now, that God will come through for you. You be saying, I don't know how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that. It looks so bleak. He should have been here last week, but no. When he comes, he's right on time. He's letting you know that you have freedom, you know. And having heard this amazing account of Paul and Silas, while confined in prison, let us consider how this pertains to us in our current time and situation on what we are going through. You know, their imprisonment led to a remarkable conversion story about a jailer who is himself imprisoned by the power that employed him. Yeah, he was in prison because he knows what was going to happen to him. And any of those men would have fled. He know he, as they say, he was a dead ringer. They know he was dead. He just knew within himself he was dead. But it took Paul and Silas to let him know, we are free. We didn't run off. We didn't go nowhere. And you think about the action of the Apostle Paul and Silas, a packed with drama, an inspiration account of their ministry as they spread the gospel account of Jesus. That's what he wants us to do. You know, the hardship, humiliation they endure is fighting. At times, it gets only that profound act of faith are recorded for us to ponder today. How can we not be inspired and filled with hope when we hear about such men as these? You'll find other encounters in the Bible, but I brought that one out because I know most of you have read that one over and over. You've heard it in your church. But today, we're talking about freedom comes with responsibility. When you want that new job, that's more responsibility. More freedom comes with that responsibility that you're going to have to realize. You want a pay raise, what you're doing to get that extra pay raise? Sure, you've been working hard, but you're going to get more work put on you with that extra pay raise. They're going to expect more out of you. Just like when you're in the service of the Lord. He told you what to do. He know what you can do. He know what you're capable of doing. So that means that's when you come in and say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So today, that's our broadcast. I only did 30 minutes today, and I went over a little bit, but that was fine. I just want you to get the gesture of freedom comes with responsibility. So wherever you may be going today, whatever you may want to do today, just think about, if you're in the Word of God, you are free, free indeed. Don't let anybody, I mean anybody, put you in bondage where you cannot be free to serve the Lord, free to study your word, free to be able to speak about God on the streetcar, on the bus. If somebody asks you about the Lord or the Lord tell you to hunt somebody and give them a word, you to let them know how freedom is, how you can share the word of God with them. If Paul and Silas, them can do it at that time, we can still do it now. So until next week, I would like for you all to have a wonderful and a blessed day in the Lord. I thank each one of my listeners that came on today. Thank you for coming on. Do share this program with someone else or tell someone else about the program. Give them the phone number. The phone number is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And I have enjoyed being with you all today. And just keep coming because we'll be adding more and more new things. More and more people will be coming in to talk on the air. So I solicit y'all to keep me and Joy and Peace in prayer. Bye-bye.